This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm, plus our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Jay.
Coming up, Melanie will be telling us about an embryo custody situation in Arizona, which is a new concept for me. We'll find out what exactly that means. Not so shocking news coming out of the Associated Press, Vatican City, where apparently one of their cardinals in the United States, Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, has been accused of multiple issues of sexual abuse on both boys and adults. And this apparently has been going on for years. It is on the desk of the Pope, who, according to the AP, has already spent the better part of 2018 dealing with a spiraling child sex abuse, an adult gay priest sex and cover-up scandal in Chile that was so vast the entire bishops' conference offered to resign over it in May. And on Friday, Francis accepted the resignation of the Honduran deputy to Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, who is one of Francis's top advisors. Auxiliary Bishop Juan Jose Pineda Fasquele, age 57, was accused of sexual misconduct with seminarians and lavish spending on his lovers that was so obvious to Honduras's poverty-racked faithful that Maradiaga is now under pressure to reveal what he knew of Pineda's misdeeds and why he tolerated a sexually active gay bishop in his ranks. The McCarrick scandal poses the same questions. It was apparently an open secret in some U.S. church circles that, quote, Uncle Ted, unquote, invited seminarians to his beach house and into his bed.
I wonder how much dirt Uncle Ted had on, the others around him who could possibly, throw him under the bus.
Indeed. While such an abuse of power may have been quietly tolerated for decades, it doesn't fly in the Me Too era, according to the AP. Oh, yeah? We'll see about that. It didn't fly, supposedly, when all the, controversy bubbled up in previous decades, but yet they're still there doing the same thing. There's been a deafening silence from McCarrick's brother bishops about why or about what they might have known and when. Fraternal solidarity is common among clerics, but some observers point to it as possible evidence of the so-called gay lobby or lavender mafia at work. These euphemisms, frequently denounced as politically incorrect displays of homophobia in the church, are used by some to describe a perceived protection and promotion network of gay Catholic clergy. Reverend Thomas Berg, vice rector and director of admissions at St. Joseph Seminary in Yonkers, said there's going to be so much clamor for the Holy Father to remove the red hat to formally uncardinalize him. Berg said the church needs to ensure that men with deep-seated same-sex attraction simply don't enter seminaries, a position recently reinforced by the Vatican at large and by Francis in comments to Chilean and Italian bishops. Well, how exactly will they figure that out? How would you stop gay men from joining the seminary? How would you ferret them out? They're not going to tell you the truth if they want to join because they're gay and be around a bunch of guys.
Is there a gay DNA test?
I don't know.
Not yet.
Yeah, not that I've heard of.
So organizations have rules all the time that they can't enforce.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy. I think it's appropriate in most cases. So, yeah, if people are going to break the rules, that doesn't mean you shouldn't have them.
Sure, but, to talk tough about, well, now we're going to know, we're going to find out who these gay priests are before they join, we're going to stop them from joining, it's impossible. You can't find this out unless somebody comes in with, a flaming gay, accent and wringing their hands all over the place. There's plenty of gay guys that, aren't flamers, right?
I understand that you cannot identify gay people on site necessarily, but first of all, a lot of people are just, I would imagine, are not going to sign up if the organization that they're signing up for a position says, okay, we don't want you here.
But they've been, I mean, you're not welcome if you're a gay cardinal, right? Like, that's not purportedly something that's already allowed, and they're just going to all of a sudden cut it off. They're just talking tough about, you know, somehow doing it differently.
So what are they going to do, just get rid of them once they find out they're gay? I mean, is that kind of the deal?
They haven't done it yet.
I mean, it's very discriminatory, but, you know, it is a private religion. They can, you know, do whatever they want. And, you know, I mean, the first time I heard about this, I was a young teenager, and I was with my grandfather. I was too young to be driving a truck, and I was like, well, you know, because we've been hearing about this for, you know, on and off
this
on the radio.
This was in the 90s when I remember first hearing about it.
It was probably 92, 93. Uh-huh. And, my grandfather's like, well, it's a, you know, those higher-ups in the Catholic Church aren't allowed to be, like, married or have a girlfriend or whatever. And he says, so that's, like, a sin for them to even, like, have a relationship with a woman that would be, you know, it's, like, kind of, like, you know, required, as far as he's concerned, to, like, keep your sanity. You know, this is the way he spelled it to me. You know, we have relationships or things that most people desire and want, and it's kind of, it's human nature.
For sure.
And so he figured, he was also, this is why he was anti-prohibitionist, you know, if you're going to go to jail for having a can of beer for the same amount of time as having a quart of 100-proof, you know, gin, you might as well just
you're going to go for the 100-proof
in a gin. Right. So that was kind of his, you know, analogy of, well, if it's a sin to have a girlfriend, you know, he figured that the priests were into, like, the young boys because you could also shame them. And he grew up Catholic.
Shame the young boys.
You could shame the young boys, basically, into, like, never talking about this. And he figured that was kind of the idea. And he said that when he was, like, you know, grew up in New York City, you know, he was born in, like, 31 or 32. And he, you know, did all his first communion and all that stuff. And he said that there was definitely some priests that seemed to, you know, have, like, private time with, you know, these kids that he considered to be, like, weak-minded. Hmm. Like, you know, very quiet or, you know, and
that's creepy.
Yeah, he was definitely not a fan of the Catholic, you know,
I think he's right about that. I think that's a fair speculation that if you're taking a human being who, as you pointed out, I mean, most people want, you know, would like to have attention from somebody else.
Yep.
Usually it's the opposite sex, but not always. But if they are prohibited from that, if they're prohibited from having any kind of a romantic, intimate relationship with another human being, what you're saying is if they want to do that anyway, that they're more likely to do it to these victims who would be who wouldn't want to come out of the closet,
correct,
who wouldn't want to reveal that you know that was happening, and that they would be safer by going in that direction.
And then my grandmother, I started talking to her about it, and she just went crazy because she loves a Catholic church, and this would never happen. And
is she a Catholic?
Oh yeah, she's, you know, got all the little Catholic voodoo dolls or whatever.
So she was just in total denial.
Oh,
she couldn't believe it would even be.
Oh, she was so pissed that my grandfather even told us kids that. Oh, yeah.
He says the church should take action when celibacy vows are violated. Quote, we can't effectively prevent the sexual abuse of minors or vulnerable adults by clergy while habitual and widespread failures in celibacy are quietly tolerated, he said.
Yeah, no, that's not the same.
What do you mean?
They can't prevent abuse as long as people are sleeping around? No.
Right. He's saying we need to stop all the normal celibacy violations first before we can stop abuse of other people, of children or whatever, is basically what he said there. McCarrick, the 88-year-old retired Archbishop of Washington and confidant to three popes, was ultimately undone when the U.S. Church announced June of this year that Francis had ordered him removed from public ministry. The sanction was issued pending a full investigation into a so-called credible allegation that he fondled a teenager more than 40 years ago in New York City. The dioceses of Newark and Metuchen, New Jersey, simultaneously revealed they had received three complaints of misconduct by McCarrick against adults and had settled two of them. Does that mean they paid the person to go away when they say they settled it? Another alleged victim, the son of a McCarrick family friend identified as James, came forward in a report in the New York Times, and subsequently in an interview with the Associated Press. James said he was 11 when McCarrick first exposed himself to him. From there, McCarrick began a sexually abusive relationship that continued for another two decades. according to the man.
I'm sure that there's copycats that never got touched by priests that said they were just so they could get in on the settlements, too.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And also you can Skype in. Skype username here, lrn.fm.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to join us here, our number again, 855-450-3733. And I do want to let you know that AnyPay is now one of the sponsors here on Free Talk Live. In fact, we've teamed up to help promote AnyPay because I think It's that cool of an app. AnyPay, for those that don't know, this is your solution. If you're a manager of a retail establishment, if you are an owner of a retail establishment, someplace where people come into and buy things, whether it be a restaurant or, you know, a physical store with items that you can buy, and you've been wanting to accept cryptocurrency, but you just haven't figured out how to go about doing it yet, AnyPay is your solution. You go to anypay.global, and you can sign up there. It really doesn't get any easier than this sign-up process. In fact, I've actually told the AnyPay guys it's too easy, because all you have to do is just type in your email and your password, and they don't even check the email. You like normally when you go to a website, there's an email that goes to your email address, and you verify that it's actually your email. They don't even check you on this. So you literally sign up with no approvals whatsoever. There's no paperwork to fill out. There's no government forms. There's no approval process. You don't have to ask anybody's permission. This is the way crypto is supposed to be. Accepting cryptocurrency is not about going through government checks and, you know, background checks and all that. So you just go and get signed up at anypay.global. You download the app onto your point-of-sale device. So if you've got a tablet at your cash register, you're already halfway done. And then you get it rolling, and it's literally you're going within minutes from having gone to anypay.global.
I think the coolest thing about AnyPay, and I've actually got a couple of merchants, you know, set up with it, and I didn't set them up with it. I pointed them to the guys who created it.
Mm-hmm.
And, the coolest thing about it is that, you know, one of my friends is, you know, the creator, and they're good. You know, he's a good guy.
Derek J., who's a former host on Free Talk Live.
And but what they really liked about it was the fact that the different people that worked at their establishment could literally put this on their own personal device, and they didn't have to have, like, you know, a tablet floating around, which they kind of thought was annoying, and different people, you know, walking around with a tablet. Who's got the tablet to accept the crypto? They could all put it on their phone, and then when it goes on their phone, it all goes to, like, a central wallet that's set up for the establishment. And that was the selling point for one guy who I got to set it up, and he was just, like, so happy that it worked like that. And it, was
and
so
it just
easy.
Works. It's so easy. So go to anypay.global and get started there. And even if you're, not a retail establishment, you can still use it to accept crypto payments in real life. It just makes it super easy. So once again, anypay.global. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, let's go to Skype, where Mouth Breathing Penguin is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, so-called minister, so-called Ian Freeman, if that's your real name. I've been listening to your so-called radio show this weekend, Free Talk Live. I've heard you and Minister Edgington ducking and dodging the international allegations of pedophilia. What do you your jailbait girlfriend have to say about that?
I don't have a jailbait girlfriend anymore. She's no longer my girlfriend, and she's turning 21 this month, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, how old do you want the girl to be? I mean, ma'am.
Well, everybody still accuses her of being 14, though, so she's like, apparently she's 14 forever.
You hit the troll mother load this weekend, though, especially yesterday's show.
I wasn't on yesterday, so I don't know what happened.
Well, I listened. There was a lot of trolling.
I heard some of it, but yeah. What about
pretty much the whole show? Yeah, the whole show was pretty much troll calls. Talking about pedophilia. It was funny for the first two or three calls, and then just got repetitive and the quality, decreased.
Yeah.
But what an honor that
people will spend so much of their time obsessing over these matters here on Free Talk Live, that we are so important to them that they spent an entire evening out of their life spending it on us. Thanks so much.
It was like
that.
Front to back. Hey, quick. Isn't it a coincidence that a principal libertarian is running for a New Hampshire State Senate, and all of a sudden the trolls come out of the woodwork with all these accusations all over the place, just out of the woodwork.
You think it has to do with the fact that I'm running for New Hampshire State Senate is why they're... I don't know. I think it's just kind of random.
Could be some more Russian interference. Russian military, it could be being paid right out of Vladivostok. You don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. I don't lose any sleep over it. I really don't care.
My assumption is that Discord has just, brought a lot of these gamer types... Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, check out this show, and let's see if we can horse around and fool around this guy.
Sure.
Because... my little brother was really into this like online gaming thing, and he was always, you know, late night, you know, in a lot of these like chat rooms, and he became buddies with a lot of these guys, and they were just constantly doing goofy kid things just all the time.
Off.
So, you know, this is, you can't really make a prank call anymore. I mean, it's just, I mean, I used to do it when I was a kid, and, you know, but this place, you know, Free Talk Live, anybody can call, and you don't really screen calls.
No,
so,
that's true.
People just take advantage of it, and
that's
a lot
fine.
Of it's just kids having fun.
Yeah, it's fine. And you know, I would have done similar things when I was a teenager, probably. I don't know if I would have been as profane about it, but certainly, like you said, Jay, we've all made crank calls.
Well, the Jerky Boys were big when I was about 12, 13
right,
years old.
Right, in the 90s.
So,
yeah.
So we all wanted to be the Jerky Boys, and
sure.
We just had a lot of fun, and we got in some trouble for it. You know, Father caught us and put a stop to that real quick.
Hey, anything else, Penguin?
Yeah, well, these guys have some that ringleader guy out of Australia, and he's been, I guess, spamming the Discord. But, yeah, it's something a little bit beyond that, but they are a bunch of Discord trolls. He's getting the call in or something. It's really weird. It's just, I don't know. I don't really know why.
Well, it's not the first time. I mean, there was years ago on Free Talk Live, there was a message board on the IGN forums. It was called Tevestibule, and they called in just, you know, call after call after call, and most of them were just god-awful, you know, cranks, just like they always are, right? Like, just 12-year-olds are not that good at cranking, you know, they're just not that creative for the most part. They would just want to get on the air and say the F-word or the N-word or something like that, and that's usually about their only goal. But sometimes, you know, we had some creative ones. We actually had some really, you know, entertaining, creative callers, and that's what we like. I mean, I don't mind getting a troll call. I don't mind one of these crankers if it's a good one, if it's creative, if it's a good character, and if they can kind of, you know, keep the character going without, you know, usually it's just they have a one line and that's what they want to get out there. But sometimes you'll get an actual like person who can think on the spot and can answer questions sort of in character and have fun with it.
Coast to Coast AM, I listened to a lot before, you know, when I was driving. Before I started actually listening to LRN full-time, you know, with the phone call, the caller line, I listened to a lot of Coast to Coast, did a lot of late-night traveling most of my life, and there was some really, really impressive crank callers that would get past the screeners. And, you know, old Art Bell, he'd just have a fit and go crazy. But George Norrie, he was really humble, and he'd just laugh it off.
He played along with it.
Oh, yeah, he'd just have fun with it. But some of those guys were pretty sharp, just like you said.
Yep. Hey, thanks, Penguin, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And, again, if you don't say certain words, well, then we're more likely to keep you on and actually try to have a conversation with you, even if it's a silly one. That's fine. I don't mind silly conversations. It's just if you say the F word or the S word or certain a few other handful of words, we got to drop your call. It's just the way we have to do it because we're on the radio. We're an actual radio show first and foremost, and then we're on other platforms like Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm, our, of course, live internet streams for audio over at freetalklive.com, and your calls and thoughts coming up here on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Jay New. We'll come up here. You can take control of the airwaves.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Made in America is not obsolete. That according to President Donald Trump, who displayed products made in every state to prove it. The president has long said goods grown and manufactured outside the U.S. are harmful to the country's economic development.
That's obsolete, they would say. I said it's obsolete to make things as obsolete. I guess they were wrong, right? We're adding a lot more.
President Trump says goods grown and manufactured outside the U.S. are harmful to the country's economic development. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is defending President Trump's late-night all-caps tweet against Iran, in which she threatened Iran. The tweet came after Iran's president warned that a war with Iran would be the mother of all wars. Speaking to reporters at an early morning gaggle,
the president's responding to Iran, and he's not going to allow them to continue to make threats against America. If anybody is inciting anything, look no further than to Iran.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Jay.
Hey, Zencash. It is, if you're on our cam feed over at twitch.lrn.fm, that's our Twitch channel. It's the HD version of our video feed. We also are on YouTube if you don't care for HD and you need to conserve your bandwidth, although Twitch has lower versions too. Anyway, you can see in the background there's a Zencash banner there, and we're glad to have Zencash on board as one of the sponsors here on Free Talk Live, because it's actually a cryptocurrency that was founded by liberty-minded people, by programmers who understand freedom, they understand voluntarism. They actually wrote about voluntarism in the white paper for Zencash. So what is Zencash? Well, it's another cryptocurrency, but this one has privacy built into it, some of the best privacy technology out there, and they've got they're coming out with the decentralized autonomous organization to govern the Zencash system, which is very exciting. And, of course, again, the fact is that it's based in the foundation of the ideas of freedom. There are over 13,000 full nodes, secure nodes, on the Zencash system, and if you run a secure node in Zencash, you actually get paid to run that secure node, which is pretty cool. I have not yet done that, but at some point I do want to actually take the time to get a secure node up and rolling with Zencash. You can go to Zencash.com and learn more about it. By the way, 13,000 secure nodes means they've got more nodes on their system than Bitcoin has in the Bitcoin
network,
which is amazing. And so it really shows that the marketplace is responding to Zencash. So go to Zencash.com. You can learn more about the crypto there and get started with it. Once again, Zencash with a Z, Zencash.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Ranger. He's on in Chattanooga. Hello.
Hi, Ranger. Oh.
I don't know if you got a speaker up real loud in the background.
Turn your radio off.
But I'm
off.
Hearing myself back, and that's got to go away. Otherwise, it's not going to work out. Ranger, you're on the air.
Better?
Go. Yeah, much better. Go ahead.
All right, got two questions for you.
Sure.
Why do you guys screen calls, actually? First question.
We barely screen calls, so the screening process here asks callers for a name, where they're calling from, and usually one word, what do you want to talk about? And then we get you on the air. And also we'll ask how you're listening. So, like, we want to know, are you listening on the radio? Are you listening on the Internet? What's the method that you're listening to the show? Most talk radio shows do really brutal amounts of screening. They want to know every word that's going to come out of your mouth. They want to know if you're going to agree or disagree with the host. And frequently, if you're going to disagree, you don't get on the air.
Yeah, when you call in a coast-to-coast AM, which I did several times.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And, I'm driving down the road, I would call in, and half the time, 90% of the time, you never get through because, they got so many listeners, you'd never get through. But the first couple of times I got through, I did not get through. I did not pass the screening because you don't call coast-to-coast AM or, Hannity or Rush Limbaugh while you're driving down the road unless you really know what you're going to say, know what you're doing. But there was a few times where I, wrote out what I was going to say, and I was very sure of what I was going to say, and they actually let me through. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, you asked a question, so, Ranger, please, go right ahead.
Well, he went on a rampage for, what was it, a minute and a half?
Nope, not quite. No, you haven't even been on the line that long, but go ahead.
Yeah, roughly. But, all right, here's the question. What age of consent is best for everyone? Because I want to know. Because Christianity, Judaism, Sodomites, or everyone else. I'm just curious.
What age of consent is best for everyone? Are we talking about sexual consent? Are we talking about consent to contracts? What kind of consent are we talking about here?
No, sexual consent.
Well, one size doesn't fit all for really anything. I mean, in my opinion, I know some people that are 18, 19, 20 years old that I really don't feel are mentally capable of, making decisions like that because whether they have a Down syndrome, autism, I know some of these kids that I've grown up with. And then again, I went to school, and when I was in eighth grade, there was a girl in my class. She was 12. She got pregnant by another kid roughly the same age. And I've bumped into her several times in the past, and she does she's a wonderful mom. Her kids have grown up very well. Everybody wow. really, she was a different race than what I am, so she got a lot of flack, and my school was, primarily mostly white kids. And, so, she engaged in a consensual relationship, sexual activity.
At what age?
She was 12, and the guy was, I believe, 13. They were in the same grade. They were both eighth graders because she had the baby over the summer and, was back in school the next year. But I remember I talked to her a couple years ago, and she says that she wished that if she had a relationship with someone who was older and understood what was going on, she wouldn't have got pregnant, is what she told me. I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying that's what she said.
Can I ask another question?
Go ahead, Ranger.
Yeah, so the concept of science, which I don't believe. I mean, I kind of believe.
You don't believe in the concept? Did you say science?
No. I'm speaking, so if you can let me finish, that would be...
She asked you a question.
Understand what you said, yeah. We can't really continue.
Right, so here's how conversations work. If somebody's actually listening to you and they ask you a question, it means they're trying to understand you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Continue. I will shut up. I will shut my mouth.
Well, no, we're not asking you to shut your mouth. We are explaining to you why somebody might ask you a question in the middle of you saying something. It's because she's listening and she wants to understand what you are saying. So please, go ahead with what you were going to say.
If I do that, I will be shut off.
I don't know what you're talking about. You haven't been shut off, so okay. Please, go ahead with whatever the question was.
No, she can continue. Melanie, please continue.
She already asked you the question.
I already asked you, did you say science, because I wasn't clear on what you said, and that's really the only thing I could say until you answer that or continue or whatever.
Maybe re-ask the question.
You said you don't believe in, I think you said science, but I'm not sure that that's what you said.
No, I was going to make a point about science and religion. So science is based. What religion? What do you think religion says about sexuality and everything else?
Which religion?
That's my question. I'm trying to learn here, honestly. So enlighten me.
Okay. Well, was there one particular religion you're asking about? Because different
religions
have widely varying views on sexual relations.
Just like different countries, different states, different cultures.
I'm trying to figure out what you guys believe. That's the question.
Well, that's a different question.
Well, we're all three different people here. Melanie, I think you're an atheist, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I'm a panentheist, and I don't know what Jay's religious viewpoint is.
I'm just confused.
No, that's what I'm trying to understand. I'm a new caller, and I'm trying to understand what you guys believe individually.
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, the fact is, if you're asking about religion in general, or are you asking about what the three of us and our religions are in relation? I'm still not clear on your question.
Okay, so sexuality, from what I've heard, is that Catholicism, they can do whatever they want to do.
No, definitely not.
Absolutely
not if you're a cardinal.
Not.
Yeah, I'm not a Catholic, but I know enough to say that as we were talking about earlier, the Catholic Church is currently in turmoil because more of their cardinals have been found to be violating their celibacy rules. So the rule is that their cardinals and priests are not supposed to have sex and have any kind of intimacy with not only the opposite sex but the same sex, and they're violating that. I mean, this is a big question, and you're welcome to call again. With more specific questions, and thank you, Ranger, for your call tonight. But I mean, we don't know every religion in the world, and certainly couldn't summarize all their viewpoints when it comes to sexuality.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Jay.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, but I do want to make sure you know about the AMP program. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we're on the air, on the radio, on 190-plus radio stations from coast to coast, at various different times throughout the week. If you like that, if you like the fact that we're talking about freedom and liberty and peace and cryptocurrency on those radio stations and also, of course, online and via satellite delivery in different parts of the world, then please help us by amping the show at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. That's what it costs you to get in the AMP program. You get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. There's the AMP-only chat rooms on our Discord server and more. You can go and get all the details and get signed up for $5 a month with any major credit card, with PayPal, or with Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. And it makes a big difference for us when you do that. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. To Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
So our new mayor, he's planning to build a homeless camp, a huge one, operated by the city, modeled after San Antonio.
Oh, boy. So, okay.
Kind of like the CC camps of the 30s, probably?
Well, I don't know. It's for the homeless people, and I think they have something like that in San Antonio. So he visited San Antonio to study the model because we have such a homeless problem. Like 5,000 homeless people. And I was thinking, why should I pay my rent $215 when I could live there for free? I was thinking, you know, I could be.
There you go.
A lot of people are thinking that.
Well, she's also, you got to remember.
What do you think is better accommodations, if you had to just guess?
Well, Sarah is getting welfare.
She's going to have a porta potties, and that's going to be like, no way, man. I'm going to pay my rent, you know?
Oh, so that's going to keep you in the house? So you're not going to live in the homeless camp because of the porta potties?
No, thank you.
No thanks. Yeah. Okay, okay. So you'd rather have a toilet that's, you know, maybe something you can clean and you don't have to, you know, worry about what other people are doing.
$215 a month has got to be heavily subsidized.
Oh, Sarah, yeah.
Well, it's completely subsidized because Sarah doesn't have a job.
She's in Section 8, yeah. I mean, she's getting full-on rent assistance. She's getting disability, even though she can absolutely work. Clearly, she could have a job if she wanted.
Well, yeah, how come I have no work history since 18 years old?
Because you haven't done anything. You've been on the dole since you were 18 years old, and now you're, like, in your 60s or something.
Would you have worked if you could not have collected this assistance? Would you have gone gotten a job?
I was homeless. I was homeless for 10 years. I have to show that I cannot work.
I believe that's a personal choice.
There are very few people who can't do any job at all.
Yeah.
If
Sarah can get on the phone with us at 9:30 at night every single night Eastern Time, which is pretty much what she does every night of the week, she's got the dedication to show up on time for a job to do something.
Oh, you could be a telemarketer
working the phones, right? She could do a phone-based job.
But yep, absolutely.
Why are you so worried about me?
I'm not worried about you.
Social Security is going to be gone. Our pension is gone. Our retirement is disappearing.
Wait, what is our pension?
Well, the thing about it is that, well, people that do have pensions in the stock market is going to be gone. Do you think that
you don't have pensions in the stock market? You either have a pension or you own stock. I mean, or both, but those are two different things.
She doesn't do either one because she doesn't have a pension, nor does she likely own any stock.
Yeah, but, you know, people that do have it, when we have a big market crash, it's going to be all gone. You know,
Yeah, they better do something about that. That's their problem.
Instead of beating me up, you know, what good does it do?
What am I beating? How am I beating you up?
You called in to talk about how you could figure out how to not pay rent anymore.
Me saying,
you're the one that brought up the issue.
Me saying, Sarah, I think you could have a job is actually a compliment. That's saying, hey, you've got what it takes to actually go out there and be a productive person, even though you've never really done it in your life, except maybe when you were a teenager for a brief moment. I'm not sure. I forget what your story was there. But you have not had an actual job in a long time, but you have what it takes to have a job.
Well, what is your training? You're a computer guy, right? Do you have proper credentials? Do you work for Social Security?
No, God, no.
To make this diagnosis? What do you know about mental
health? It's not a diagnosis. Stating that you are a human being is not a diagnosis.
She's a human being capable of talking into a phone.
In this economy, if you have a pulse, you can get a job. I know a girl who has no legs and one arm that doesn't work, and she has a career.
Yeah.
And she does well at it.
Right.
And she's not on any assistance whatsoever.
What's the career? Do you mind saying? Just curious.
They'll kick me out when they cut Social Security. They announced that it's going to be gone in 6 more years, along with
Medicaid. They have not announced that.
Are you saying that you're going to go get a job once they cut out Social Security? You're going to actually go out and work?
Well, the thing about it is that I'll probably wind up homeless in Well, who knows? You know what? That's beside the point. We got bigger problems. When they throw me off, they're going to cut Social Security. They announced it again, 2024.
So you're just listing all the welfare programs they're going to cut? I've yet to hear a problem.
The problem is Sarah has to think up something new. She has to come up with some new way of funding her lifestyle.
Well, we're going to have to all, you know, pick up guns and start shooting, you know.
Okay, but you can't hold a job, but you're capable of violently overthrowing the state.
Well, I'm not going to be doing it. Everybody else to me is shooting each other. We got it. We got one coming. I don't see why you.
What are you going to do? Just be a looter?
Job. Look, if I want the job, how is it going to solve anything? Do you think the Social Security is going to be?
I don't know. It might give you pride. You know how you kind of feel some pride because you call radio shows and you talk about things that are important to you. Other people feel pride in the work that they do when they're at their job. They appreciate that they can help people feel good. They can help their customer get what it is that they are looking for, whether it be a product or service. And their customer's appreciation kind of rubs off on them, and they feel good at the end of the day because of that. Some people, of course, hate their jobs and hate themselves, but that's their own problem. And I suspect you suffer from some of that, don't you, Sarah?
Well, you know what? I enjoy calling
a little self-loathing
talk shows about bringing up homeless issue because I was homeless for 10 years. And I just want them to separate the men from the women, because that's where the pimps are and the human traffickers are. So I'm glad I get to call in and bring up this issue, because they throw the men with the women during the daytime, and it's very dangerous. That's where they loiter looking for runaway women. So I
Sarah,
feel
thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live from our Discord on air call-in line room.
Hey, guys. A little different tonight. Sure. You know, one of my passions is anything that has to do with aviation. So this week I'm at EAA Air Venture, and if anybody wants to check on the web to see what that is, it's the biggest event of its kind in the world. There are 10,000 different airplanes here at this little airport in Whitman Field in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. If anybody wants to come out this week, they'll be able to see everything that they could possibly imagine. I brought my helicopter down here. We've got a helicopter display area, and the helicopters will be flying from 12 to noon. They have the parasails. They're up flying right now with little lights on the back. And they have different kinds of air shows and displays all
hot,
day long.
Hot air balloons? Do they have hot air balloons?
They do. They have hot air balloons, which were just lit up a little while ago. And so they'll be back in the morning. So typically your parasails and your hot air balloons and stuff like that are late in the evening, early morning. During the daytime, they have aerial demonstrations, and there are thousands of booths to go see wow. every kind of aircraft that you could possibly imagine. There are people camped out under the wings of their planes. Huh. It's just an incredible event. It only happens once a year here in Oshkosh. And anybody that's near Wisconsin, if you want to have some fun, come on
What's
out.
It called?
It's called Air Venture.
Air
it's
Venture.
Put on by... Put on by EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Association, people at...
Oh, so do you get to see some experimental aircraft, some stuff that's, like, not in production yet, that kind of thing?
Well, all the home-builds are experimental. My helicopter is an experimental because it's a home-built helicopter.
But it was a kit, yeah. right? Like, you didn't just build it from scratch.
Right, it was a kit. And right. there are some very fast-build kits that people can buy today, all fiberglass and... basically some 500-hour kits. Where
there's Gene, the Christian anarchist, reporting in from the Air Venture. He's on our Discord chat. If you want to interact with Gene, you can do that. Melanie's been in there tonight as well at discord.lrn.fm. Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. Have fun out there.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com, where we got archives and a whole lot more, all completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.